7 days from the time they pulled into Dawson, they dropped down the steep bank by the barracks to the Yukon Trail and pulled for Dyea and saltwater. Perro was carrying dispatches if anything more urgent than those he had brought in. Also, the travel pride had gripped him, and he purposed to make the record trip of the year. Several things favored him in this. The week's rest had recuperated the dogs and put them in thorough trim. The trail they had broken into the country was packed hard by later journeyers, and further, the police had arranged in two or three places deposits of grub for dog and man, and he was traveling light. They made 60 Mile, which is a 50-mile run, on the first day, and the second day saw them booming up the Yukon well on their way to Pelly. But such splendid running was achieved not without great trouble and vexation on the part of Francois. The insidious revolt led by Buck had destroyed the solidarity of the team. It no longer was as one dog leaping in the traces. The encouragement Buck gave the rebels led them into all kinds of petty misdemeanors. No more was Spitz a leader greatly to be feared. The old awe departed, and they grew equal to challenging his authority. Pike robbed him of half a fish one night and gulped it down under the protection of Buck. Another night, Dub and Joe fought Spitz and made him forgo the punishment they deserved. And even Billy, the good-natured, was less good-natured and whined not half so placatingly as in former days. Buck never came near Spitz without snarling and bristling menacingly.